We can discuss for a few minutes the very interesting minhag brought down by some of the late Rishonim and the early Acharonim of breaking a plate or breaking some form of a kli, of a vessel, at the signing of the Tanayim itself. Of course, we know the signing of the Tanayim that's done nowadays, that's done bizmanenu, is something that's really an old relic of what used to be done and what used to be necessary. It used to be that after the couple would be mishadech, after they would get engaged or they would commit to marry each other, and of course it was the families that would agree to this marriage, that the families would come together, often with the rabbanim present and many people from the community who were present. And they would have a l'chaim. They would toast the future of the couple, and they would write out a shar tanayim, which would essentially say that person A agreed to marry person B, and that it's going to take place at this time and this place in the future, and this side is committing to this amount of the money and of the various other things that are needed for the wedding, and this side is committing to their side. And the two fathers and the two families, they would commit and they would make a kinyan in all sorts of different ways, through a handshake, through the signing of the shtar, through other forms of kinyanim that were to take place. And that way the families would agree to the engagement, so to speak, and to the marriage. And it was a very, very serious procedure, a serious document, one which had severe consequences, that if, you know, one or two of the parties were to back out of it. Nowadays, of course, the tanaim that we have are not really that. The tanaim that we have nowadays is at the wedding itself. The money has been laid out. We're not committing to getting married on a certain day. It's something about the future. It's something about the future commitments that people are being mechayiv themselves, obligating themselves. Rather, it's really much more of like a symbolic gesture that, yes, everything has been done. Each party has been responsible to each other. And that's what's done nowadays. And so much so that some poskim, they actually discuss whether or not the tanayim should still be done bismanenu in our times. Is it necessary? According to one of the position brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva, there's even a halachic reason why a couple should not do it. And the tanayim bismanenu in our day and age has sort of been called into question. But of course, especially as Ashkenazim, we still have the minhag to do it nowadays. Now, where exactly did it come from? All that being said, of the idea of breaking a plate, and the breaking of plate used to happen back in the old days, and we still have that custom nowadays. So what's it all about? The mothers come in, they break the plate, people yell mazal afterwards. So what's the symbolism of that shviras hakli, of the breaking of that vessel? So there seems to be three different reasons brought down lahalacha as to why we have this minhag. In order to understand those three reasons, or at least two of those reasons, it's instructive to know the Gemara that appears in Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. And the Gemara records how I believe it was Abaye was making a wedding for his son, and he saw that the Rabbanan who were present, that it became too lighthearted, too festive, too much hololos, so to speak, and Abaye came and he threw down the glass as a way of almost placing fear, placing a certain sense of seriousness into the minds and the hearts of all those who assembled, as a statement of saying that while we rejoice, while we need to rejoice, it should be done in an appropriate way, it should be done with a certain sense of seriousness. And obviously to this day, weddings, and especially Ashkenazi weddings, you know, maintain a little bit of that feel. It's a festive day. There's a certain amount of eating, a certain amount of drinking, but to have a certain sense also of the themes of the Mishkan and the themes of seriousness, the idea that this is like a Yom Kippur for the Chatz and Challah, and to sort of have it take on that type of feeling, so to speak. Now, that gesture by Abaye, and there's a couple stories in the Gemara that discuss this, there's really two different perspectives as to why that was done. One perspective is that this has nothing to do with Zecher L'Chorban, remember the Beis HaMikdash, but this should be done in any festive occasion, again, just to sort of diminish the uproarious nature of celebration. It's not brought down in the Gemara in the context of a Zecher L'Chorban, remembering the Mikdash, remembering the Chorban, but it has to do just with simply, as the Gemara describes there, sort of diminishing Simcha in this world to some degree. And that's one opinion why we would break a glass at the wedding, at the end of the wedding. And so, too, based on the same reason of why we break a glass under chuppah, that's how we would break a plate as well when it comes to at the chasam's tish, at the end of the tonayim, as a way, again, of diminishing sort of this lightheaded levity that people might be experiencing. And then the question would then be, why have the mothers do it? As opposed to the fathers or somebody else, and why then would that lead to the singing and the dancing at Chasam Tish afterwards if this is supposed to diminish levity? Now, one thing the post can discuss is the Prima Gadim and others is that the reason that the parents do it or the mothers do it as opposed to the Chasam Tala is that when it comes to the Tanayim, that's really much more the parental piece of the wedding, the parental responsibility. As opposed to under the chuppah, that's about the chassan and kala, and therefore under the chuppah, the chassan breaks the glass. By the tanayim, so the parents do, and I guess the mothers would. But that's one opinion to diminish simcha. There's another opinion, which again is linked to the first, and this is linked to the idea of the zecher l'chorban, that what was happening in that gemara and brachos was not just to diminish levity for levity's sake, but that this is specifically a way of remembering the chorban habayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's brought down in halacha, not so much in the simin about getting married, but in the simin of all the things that we do to commemorate and to remember the Chorban. It's brought down simin tafkuf sanach in Orachayim. And this was a gesture, again, just like placing ashes on the forehead of the chasan, and just like other things that we do to remember the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so to the breaking of the glass as well. That's an interesting question that people pose. So why then do we use a kli cheres, something that in theory is less valuable, earthenware, when it comes to the tanayim, and a glass when it comes to under the chuppah, if it's really for the same reason? And that's something that is discussed by the poskim. In fact, there's sort of a fascinating shita brought down by the Prima Gadim that the object that we break by the Tanayim should already be a broken plate because we don't want to violate the law of Baal Tashlis of wasting unnecessarily. I mean, when it comes to under the chuppah, we know that's a real, real Zecher L'Chorban. It's a real halacha. We're not worried about Baal Tashlis. We break a full glass, something that's more expensive. When it comes to the Tanayim, where maybe it's not as necessary, not as significant, not as much of a Zecher L'Chorban, therefore, we would break a klisheres, an earthenware, and maybe even a broken plate, although that's not the way that we hold. We don't break a broken plate. We break a whole plate. But it is interesting to note that shita. But once again, according to both the first opinion and the second opinion, either has to do with diminishing levity or a zecher l'chorban. Again, why have the mothers do it as opposed to the fathers? And why then is it part of this very, very raucous, joyous piece of the wedding? And probably that was also the case even by the time as well. It was like a raucous, joyous occasion. Doesn't really seem like that's in keeping with the themes of either diminishing simcha or zecher l'chorban. Perhaps maybe then that the better explanation would be that of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan records, and this is in Simin Nun in Eben Ezer, that the reason that the plate is broken does not have to do with a zecher l'chorban, does not have to do with diminishing simcha, but it's part of the connection, the kinyan, the agreement of these two families that are meeting together. Just like by the tanayim, so we have a handshake, you have a l'chaim, you sign the tanayim, you do the kinyan chalipin to that the fathers agree to what's happening, and that's one piece of the agreement between the families. So to the breaking of the plate, also is like these two families that are now almost consecrating the relationship between themselves. If that would be the case, we'd understand very well that, A, number one, why it's at the Tanayim, B, why it's a joyous occasion, the breaking of play leads then to the the excitement and the simcha of all the people that are involved there, because it does not have to do with diminishing simcha, it has to do with increasing simcha. It also might make sense why over the course of time, this became the responsibility or the job of the mothers. Namely, that in the process of the Tanayim, the fathers are doing a lot. You know, they're signing, they're doing a kinyan, they're the handshake, the l'chaim, et cetera, et cetera. The breaking of plates was the mother's opportunity to do the same thing, to consecrate, so to speak, the relationship between the families, and that sort of became like the mother's role in the process of the Tanayim, as opposed to what the fathers have been doing until that point, and that would be a third opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. This Aruch HaShulchan, this parenthetically, is not surprising in the sense that the Aruch HaShulchan often looked at the behavior of Klal Yisrael and assumed that the behavior of Klal Yisrael was appropriate and it came from a good place and an appropriate place. And therefore, for the Aruch HaShulchan, he then assumed that if the nation as a whole rejoiced in the breaking of this plate, then it must be that the reasons were not because of the Zeichel Chorban or not because of the diminishing Simcha. And the Aruch HaShulchan almost sometimes comes and justifies the behavior of the community, and therefore it makes sense that Aruch HaShulchan felt that this is related to the consecration, the connection of these two wonderful families that are joined together. So again, there are three reasons brought down. A, has to do with diminishing simcha, like the pashtos, the simple reading that Gemara in Brachos. B, as expressed by the Eliyahu Rabba and others, has to do with the Zeisha L'Chorban. And C, it has to do with the consecrating of the families and part of the themes of the Tanayim as a whole. Family should only come together for simcha. We should look forward to spending and sharing many, many simchas together in the future.